We gotta take him.
Dwayne, you're a psychopath.
Welcome to the Flatlands Field and Foul Podcast. There we go. Are you animated yet or what? No, you're not, eh?
Yeah, well, we're on a podcast. I've never done this before, so.
Welcome.
What's up?
Man, what a morning, hey? What a morning out here in... Oh, good grief. I don't even...
You need to sleep more, for one.
Why? Anyways. You're the one cramping up at night here.
Yeah, well, might have supposedly. Barely made her to the bathroom 3 times last night, so.
Rough night, huh?
Well, the air mattress wasn't doing it like it was supposed to.
I told you to sleep on the couch.
Yeah, well, that's how she goes sometimes.
Ain't that the truth? Oh, man. So, I guess you are the heralded guest that talks bad about NASCAR all the time. Yeah, or a listener, I should say.
Someone's got it. No one actually wants to listen to that. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess so, huh?
So, yeah, your podcast is good, but just not the NASCAR. UFC, hunting, you know, it's good stuff. But.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe should we, I guess, who are you? You're my cousin.
Cousin?
You're my cousin.
Me and Dwayne's moms are...
Sisters?
Sisters, yeah.
We don't live very close to each other.
I live out in the old Parkland region.
And I live in the southeast here. You live in the freshly free of corona zone.
Yeah, well, we're notorious healthy people out there. Fight the coronavirus one day at a time, you know.
One mask at a time. A
couple hardy Parklanders, you know.
the thick boys up there, huh?
Oh, yeah. Us north people aren't scared.
Yeah.
You're just laughing here. You're the one supposed to be asking me questions.
Yeah, am I?
To do these podcast things.
I guess, eh? How'd you feel about this morning's hunt? We went for an attempted goose hunt this morning.
Yeah, last time I hunted by Ildishane's, I tell you.
Oh, me too. I think I'm done with the Ildishane's area.
45 minutes. Blind wasn't brushed for me when I got there.
Well, what did you think? This was a guiding service? Come on.
Hey, if you come hunting with me, I guarantee you the blind will be at least 3/4 brushed. And, yeah, that'll be as far as it goes. Though. You got to do the rest of the work.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. I mean, I would anticipate to be bringing my own blind out there.
Got to get into the jerky here.
Oh, yeah, you got that duck jerky from up in the parklands.
Yeah. We've been hammering those ducks already.
Off the lake there.
Yeah.
You guys got a bit of a different waterfowl game out there than here, eh? A little stronger right now.
Stronger.
I shouldn't say a little, a lot stronger.
Oh, yeah. We always get the limits.
Yeah. That's unfair.
Dwayne will be posting those big pictures of me and the birds on his Insta there.
Yeah, on the flatlands there. I did already. I gave you one video on there. You got to send me some more pictures.
Okay, well, I'll send you one. So anyone right now? Actually.
Okay. So, yeah, we went for a goose hunt this morning. Buddy scouted a field that would look good last night and yesterday morning. And this morning, all the birds just flew by in different directions.
Yeah.
So,
he didn't know what he was doing. No, just kidding. Nice guy. Had some fun.
Nah, it was, you know, got to see the sunrise, got to watch you freak out because you were in your runners and it started to rain.
Yeah, I get soft out there.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, what am I here?
Looking for a picture.
Yeah, here it is.
Don't forget to talk into your microphone somewhat.
Oh, sorry, I probably shouldn't eat while I'm on here.
That's fine. That's okay.
Oh, man.
I probably shouldn't be trying to reply to texts while I'm on here either, but I'm trying to.
This is good being in your nice new abode here.
Yeah, you like it, hey?
It's big. Dwayne's new big mansion here. It was nice of him to put me up for the night, deal with me.
Yeah, too bad your air mattress sucked.
Yeah.
Told you to sleep on the couch, but no dice. No dice, he says.
Next time.
Yeah.
So, who's winning the UFC tonight, Dwayne?
Oh, I don't know. I did initially pick Costa. But I'm thinking that might not be the best pick anymore.
I think Costa's going to win as well.
You think?
Yeah, I do.
No way.
I don't know. I don't like Asani or whatever his name is.
Adesanya?
Yeah, he's kind of weird.
Yeah.
He's just a weird guy. He's a good fighter, but he's just a weird guy.
Well, he's like a video game in real life. Like, yeah. That's how he acts, eh? Like, he's a character.
Yeah, you don't even, like, think of the stuff that he does. It's like, what is he doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it'll be a good fight. Fight of the year, in my opinion, coming up, if I had to make a prediction. A couple boys like to swing. Take some heads off, you know?
I think Adesanya is going to be a lot more careful than Costa, though. Like, Costa's going to come in there like a bull in a china shop, like they're saying, right? Like, or that's... That's just how he is, but we'll see, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, does Adesanya doesn't have the power that Costa has.
Well.
Bohachina.
Yeah, but he's like fast as lightning, that guy.
Well, he's like the new and improved Anderson Silva. Literally.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the same style as Silva for sure. Fast striker, not necessarily.
Not power, but.
Not the most powerful. I mean, he's got lots of power.
He could knock you down and then finish you. I wouldn't see like a. Like a one shot knockout.
No, I don't think that's happening. No, he gets the knockouts, but it's just continuous punching.
Yeah, volume versus power versus Costa, and it's just thwack.
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good.
Yeah,
I'm still waiting for that Usman fight. That's gonna be a good fight.
Usman and who?
Who's he fighting now? It's lined up already. Where's my
what? Here? Under your
yeah, he's fighting, isn't he? We were talking about it the other day.
Well, he just fought. Who did he just fight?
Was that rumored? No. Who did he fight? No, it was a good fight. No, he fought Masvidal.
Oh yeah,
and he just destroyed him. I don't know why they. That was a bad fight. Masvidal's good, but he's not that good.
Yeah, he can't wrestle like that. I think Covington needs to fight him again.
Well, he got that one. Masvidal got that one nice highlight knockout, and then everyone's now I think he's the best.
Because he's. Trying to baptize guys, right?
Street Jesus.
I love that.
That's good. Don't get me wrong, I'm a big Masvidal fan. Just, I didn't think he should fight Usman. Yeah, I'm sure he's got a fight scheduled here. I got
Yeah, I don't know.
The old MMA.
Hey, what? You can recline that chair, hey?
No, I'm comfy here.
Yeah, but you keep, unless you turn, if you.
Was the mic not happening here or what?
Yeah, it's not very well.
Okay, let me readjust it.
I won't spill your water either. Here we go. This is live in the moment adjustment technique.
Can move those. Recline,
yeah? Yeah, I think it's inside. Oh, just move that cord out of the way of your feet there.
Okay.
There you go. And then should be in your right hand there inside the couch. Hey, bring that mic on down there and talk into the side.
Yes,
a little
sir.
Bit. Hey, welcome back.
All right, we're back.
We're back.
I was still going to chuck about that. Anyways, doesn't matter if he's fighting or not. Usman's definitely my favorite fighter right now.
Really? Marty Fake? Oh, I won't recline now. I don't want to touch your feet. Oh, fine.
Oh, yeah, Covington and Woodley just fought.
And Covington destroyed him.
Yeah. I was kind of disappointed. What other fights are coming?
I didn't get to see that one, but
Khabib and Gaethje. Oh yeah, there it is.
And Michael Chandler signed with the UFC, so he signed up to be the backup for that fight, eh?
Yeah, that was interesting.
You ever watch him fight in Bellator?
No.
Oh, I have. Big fan.
They're already planning Khabib not showing up again or what? No.
Well, you know.
I don't know. I'm not a big Khabib fan.
I am. I love Khabib.
Well, so you're cheering for Khabib over Gaethje?
Yeah.
Oh, I've loved Gaethje 100%. Ever since he came into the UFC. It's good.
Did you watch him before or no?
Like before the UFC?
Yeah.
No, I don't watch anything else. I'm a hype beast, man. Come on. I'm not an in-depth MMA guy like
oh,
that.
No.
Joe Rogan doesn't talk about him. I don't know who he is. Did you see that clip the other day about was Trump talking about... Yeah, he's had some kind of like shutout in his interview for Masvidal.
What?
Yeah, I gotta find that video.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he's like on the podium and also he's like talking about some about Latinos and
Street Jorge Jesus
and Masvidal and I gotta find that.
Well, he likes fighting like Trump.
Oh yeah.
Because he's like supported Uncle Dana for years and years.
Oh yeah, I hope he wins.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Other than the decoys are going to get cheaper if Biden wins. the market's going to crash and then I can finally get cheaper decoys here. Yeah, that's a good video here. Let's
see. Depends how long he lives, though.
Who?
Biden.
What, you think someone will assassinate him?
No, I think he's just going to die because he's dying.
Oh.
Or he seems like he's dying.
Mm.
Maybe that's a bad thing to say, but still, I mean, hey.
Hey, when a guy's going down, he's going down.
Yeah.
And yeah, here it is, right here.
Well, play it then. Play it by the mic.
Oh, that's not it.
Oh.
That was it, but you can't hear it. Can you hear it?
Try it. Put it closer to the mic. Put your speaker. I
don't want to fight with him. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Trump's big Jorge fan.
That's awesome.
You should get, they should get Trump. Trump should just go to a UFC event. They should, like, get him to do an announcement before the. Him and Bruce Buffer will co-announce.
Co-announce? That would be awesome.
Oh, I'd buy a pay-per-view for that.
Oh, yeah.
For sure I would.
Oh, yeah.
Sealed Trump out there.
Old Donnie T. That'd be cool. Okay, so what's good in the parkland?
Right now?
Birds, eh?
Birds. We've got four hunts already. Opening weekend started out with a couple big limits. Duck limit. Actually, opening day was what? Tuesday?
I think a Tuesday.
It was a Tuesday. Called my uncle up. Not my uncle on the other side, not related, Dwayne,
mm-hmm.
from up in the old Inner Lake. He made the 2-hour trek down. Told him he was limiting out on ducks, so he pulled up. And we have five of us rained out some ducks in about half an hour. It was a good time.
That's wild.
And then on the weekend, went out again, shot a... We had two hunts. First one, we shot geese. I got to look here. I got to look at the old Instagrams.
Yeah, let's hear about this.
We had a double limit, though, anyways.
You guys did well. Or yeah. Have been doing well.
Yeah. So yeah, here it is. We had the double limit. Then we had another hunt where we were lucky enough to bring my buddy for his first ever time, treaty guy,
mm-hmm.
made his trek out there. We might have blasted a few more than the, I guess with him, he can shoot as many as he wants. So we weren't over the limit, but we had more than 8 each.
Yeah, yeah.
Ducks anyways. And it was a good time. He, not knowing what he's doing, I had him on the the double Bs. Normally when you shoot ducks, it's the two shot, but he was just having a blast. He was just peppering them. Our first volley comes in, the ducks swing to his side, he's on the left, and they go straight out. We had shot a couple. He missed his first two shots, and then the one must have been out at 60 yards. All of a sudden, bang! I was like, couldn't believe he's still shooting. All of a sudden, the duck goes down. I was like, oh yeah, good thing I gave him those double Bs.
Reaching out and touching, eh?
Oh yeah, he was out there.
How do you like taking out a first-timer like that?
Oh, that's just as exciting as shooting.
Yeah, I know, eh?
I don't even need a shoot when those guys are shooting as us out there and watching. That's half the fun.
Well, at least, like, okay, yeah, this morning, overall, it sucked. It was whatever. It was the mulligan of the year, right? But, at least we landed a couple birds in. What was it, three? Three? At least they landed.
Yeah, well, we had three land, and then another three get close.
Yeah,
we won't mention Dwayne's.
I was trying to take some long pokes out there.
Dwayne tried
to no avail.
Tantalize a couple of those babies. He was reaching out for them.
Yeah,
gave him a little butt massage. That was about it, though. And
almost worked. Look alive! I'm gonna here. I don't know
what.
I'll post a picture here.
Oh yeah,
while we're going here.
Very nice.
Doing a little bit, or a story, a picture, or something here.
That's that's my good side, right? You got my
good side? Oh, yeah, for sure.
I didn't shower this morning, so good thing they can't smell me on the mic here.
I can't smell. You can smell the meat that's going bad in my fridge that I need to clean up. That's nasty.
What do you normally do with your meat?
Freeze it. And then just steaks.
Throw it away when it gets old.
No. Well, okay, I've never been... I've never had it like this before, okay?
This guy's got meat rotting in his fridge. He's hasn't done nothing.
I've been distracted, okay?
Full week, he's had a chance to do something for it. He's just still in the fridge.
Yeah, don't worry about it, okay?
I gotta have some more jerky here.
Well, get after it then.
Where's
that jerky? I don't need...
I'm not used to these.
Well,
I'm not used to organization. That's the thing.
I know. Well, yeah, okay, this guy's not used to organization. I forgot I would... When we were cleaning up,
I still don't know what I did.
I went for the walk to get the quad and the trailer, and then I forgot the blind bag or the decoy bags at the truck, so I zipped back on the quad, left the trailer there, and I come back, and this guy's, he's, my gun and my phone and all my stuff is still in my blind, and this guy, he busy drags it onto the trailer, and it's just, everything's just yard sale in my blind, phone's like stuck underneath the bars, just all dirty,
well,
and
you
sunglasses.
Taken out your other stuff, your clothes and everything, so I thought it was all there on the side.
This guy.
Whatever.
This guy.
That's what happens when you don't sleep. Things happen.
Yeah, that's true. Sleep is good.
Dwayne just isn't telling you guys about his new hobby. He's a big professional golfer now.
Yeah, I golfed for like my fourth time ever yesterday. 9 good holes. Hey, at least I teed past the ladies' tee every time, so.
Well, you know what happens when you don't make the ladies' tee.
That's exactly. Yeah, I know what happens.
I'm generous, at least. When you don't make the ladies' tee, you got to pull the pants down, but at least I always give a free mulligan. So you don't have to count your stroke. You just reach you up with the mulligan with your pants down.
Yeah.
That's how she goes. Things happen.
Yeah, I'm not. I have no technique. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, well, I mean, you still got to make it past the
limit. Halfway through. Yeah, I know. Halfway through our holes, whatever, yesterday, all of a sudden, buddy was like, yeah, you know, you should line up your front foot with the ball, not. Like, don't straddle it. Like, oh, didn't realize that.
Yeah, the guy that golfs 5 times a year helping the guy that golfs once a year. There you go.
And once every few years.
Oh, yeah, once every second year. Sorry.
Yeah. So, but whatever. Yeah, maybe. I'm getting older. I mean, it's not as
so maybe
hateful.
Next year I need to come out here. We do one day of hunting, and then we'll go for a golf round.
Well, we got it. Yeah.
We're right here at the old LaBrokerie range.
Yeah.
Famous par 6 here.
Yeah, we could see how many. Maybe I get a 12 on there or something.
A double.
Yeah.
Double par.
Double or nothing.
Not even a double bogey, just a double par.
Double par.
Yeah, what did you shoot? Yeah, double
par. Well, yeah. My first ever game, I think, was a 157. That was out at Poplar Ridge.
Like Poplar Ridge by On and All?
Yeah.
What were you doing there?
I was at Clear Lake. With buddy's family for a week there. That was like, I don't know, 12 years ago.
That must have been just when that course started.
Yeah, it was.
That course is very difficult, Poplar Ridge. Well, it used to be worse when they first made it. They didn't really cut the rough ever. Then if your ball got a little bit off the fairways, it's thick. And the greens used to be like upside down plates. You can land a ball
really?
On those greens. Yeah, they fixed them though.
Oh.
Used to be like, yeah, it was like a cone. Oof. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I should probably go back there. I know buddy Tanner's been getting into the golf hot and heavy, so.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there you go. I'll golf with you guys then.
Yeah.
Yeah, me, you, and Tanner, and whoever else you want to invite out. We'll get Dad out. He can show us how it's done.
Get a few wobblies down.
My stroke's wobbly as it is, and I don't need any of that.
So, I mean, I'm a horrible golfer, so I need a little bit of liquid wobble to...
Take a look at this here.
A little bit of hair, some feather in there?
Goose feather on jerky or duck, I guess. Oh, yeah, a little added texture.
Perfect.
Last year, also, now, I think it was goose jerky. I was just sitting in the basement watching hockey, like, midwinter.
Pull that sucker a little closer.
Goose season was long over. Also, I was just sitting there eating jerky. Also, like, just hard.
Hang on, you can bring it more down so you don't have to, like, have it right in front of your eyes. You can pull it down if you want. There you go.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Better.
Okay, so, yeah, and then also there's a big chunk of lead in there. Just take a bite.
Lead? What are you shooting lead
Oh,
for?
Not lead, but, like,
steel. Yeah.
Lead, steel, it's all the same. Well, not legally, but, you know.
Yeah. I know
I've never shot... Lead, but I always say lead.
I don't think I've ever even bought lead other than target loads and like buckshot.
Well, do they even sell lead?
I don't. Can't you get lead for turkeys? Because turkeys, it's not illegal. Turkeys in upland, you can shoot lead.
But what's the benefit of shooting lead?
I don't know. I think the ballistics are different. Because the old guys always gripe and complain about shooting steel, right?
Well, I guess theoretically the lead will compress more, causing a, I don't know, straighter? I don't know.
Maybe.
Because it would. It'd be softer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a Google project.
And then you get that lead poisoning.
And then you, yeah.
It's like, you bite down on that stray BB, and then it's like, oh, this is lead in my mouth. Instead of, oh, this is steel, and it's okay.
When Dwayne's attending my funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll make the trip.
That'll be
Or you want to get buried back here now?
Yeah, you might as well. You got a couple nice holes back here.
Yeah, I'd throw you in there, throw some dirt on there.
Stray holes, yeah. That's one thing I don't get why people spend so much on funerals.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like, oh, the funeral's like $3,000. It's like, well, you can make a little plywood box for $50.
I bet you that's because there's probably laws on that stuff, eh?
I don't care. Put me in a plywood box and throw me in the ground. I don't care. Go in a better place at that point.
Yeah.
Also,
that's fair.
Also, I don't get why people always need to wear black at funerals.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like you show up. It's like, oh, everyone's got black on. Depressing.
I guess it's
an old people thing.
Yeah.
Not even.
It's a Johnny Cash Man in Black theme, I guess, right?
Yeah, well.
Depressing, black, whatever.
They can put some Johnny Cash at my funeral. Just blast it.
Oh, yeah. Get after it.
Blast it.
Just bumping.
Oh, yeah. Full volume. Full volume. Rattle the church around a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Nod some heads.
Waking up the other dead people.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay, how did you make that jerky? That looks different than the stuff that I've made in the past. Do you dehydrate it or do you put it in the oven?
No, a dehydrator. I have one of those dehydrators from Cabela's, yeah.
Well, like what I got over there on the floor? Maybe you can't see it.
Yeah. Mine's bigger. No, maybe not.
That's a 10 tray.
I don't know. It's something close to that. So that's, I use that one. Well, I got a slicer as well.
Yeah, me too.
Quarter inch or whatever it is. Smallest one. My buddy, he's got top secret recipe. I finally laid my eyes on it the other day. Don't tell his dad, but anyway, so this is like a family.
Remember, this is on the internet, and the internet's forever.
Yeah, but who listens to your podcast?
Everybody.
Oh, everyone. Oh, yeah.
You should have seen the listenership. It just spiked up when I was in the Duck Mountains there.
Oh, yeah, that's because they... heard I was maybe going to be guest when you were in the Duck Mountains.
I know.
Yeah, so as we were coming through Steinbeck today, all of a sudden Dwayne's waving at someone. All of a sudden I hear a quote from Dwayne. Yeah, I'm basically the public figure in Steinbeck here. I was like, yeah, right.
No, I had said that just before that. And then
he's a public figure.
Didn't I say that just before that? And then he was there and I waved at him? Maybe not. Maybe it was after that.
Regardless, you're a public figure in Steinbeck now.
Well, I mean, we went to Smitty's. I seen some buddies there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Steinbeck Smitty's. Shout out Steinbeck Smitty's.
How was that skillet there? That was
substantially
pretty good,
better than any other Smitty's I've ever been to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ukrainian skillet. Yeah. Top notch.
Yeah. I had that. Meat Lovers was good too.
I'd go there again.
Well, you haven't left yet.
Well, I mean,
tonight, skillet.
Tonight.
Forget about your family thing. Skillet time.
UFC and skillets.
All day, every day. All day, every day.
Yep. That was good.
Oh, yeah.
It
was better than our hunt.
That was the highlight of my day. I don't know if hunting was. Well, when your buddy blasted that goose, I was screaming. I was excited.
Yeah, you were.
He corked that, baby. It was at 50 yards.
Didn't go 20.
It was flying.
Yeah. That was a good shot.
Yep.
I've been shooting horrible this year though, so it didn't surprise me. I missed those ass shots I was looking for.
I joined the club.
Oh man, it's been bad. Like last week when I was out with some other buddies, like I just couldn't shoot. Like I bet they probably filled my limit for me. I probably shot maybe four out of my limit.
Gotta get the skeet shooting going.
I didn't shoot anything this year.
You could shoot right here on the yard.
Probably.
Where's the guy live there?
Well, yeah. I can go like 4 miles away. I can shoot there.
Well, I just set up a little trap range here in the back. We'll cut some trees down there and you just wing her out there.
There's a wing that lead out there.
Well, yeah, neighbors don't care.
Oh, they might.
Oh, they might.
I don't know. I haven't met him yet.
Dwayne basically lives in the city here. City slicker Dwayne.
Yeah.
No, no, I live in the country. Yeah, but Dwayne, you can see people like from your house.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Hey, beggars can't be choosers.
Okay, so anyways, about this jerky.
Yeah, let's hear about it.
So you get it in the slicer, put it in the dehydrator.
How thick do you slice it? You slice pretty thick?
No, quarter.
It looks pretty thick.
Well, whatever.
Quarter inch?
Quarter, is it, what's that, the smallest one?
I don't know.
You have one of those slicers?
Yeah.
From the top?
Huh?
The top fed ones?
No. I got one of those circular ones.
Like with the crank?
Like, no. Like,
and you put the meat in the top?
No.
No.
I got one that runs, like, you know, you go to like the Sobeys and they cut you sandwich meat.
Oh, buddy's a deli worker. He probably puts on his hairnet for that too.
Yeah.
So anyways,
I got one of those where you,
so
like,
I don't have one of those.
You push it through there.
So what? How thin can you go?
Oh, super thin.
Oh, wow.
Like paper. You can like shave ham on there.
Oh, man. I should have been here. I should have cut my meat here.
Yeah.
No,
that's,
I have
that's
one
not
of
mom and dad's, but
hand crankers.
Oh.
And the meat comes in the top. And it, I think it's, I'm saying quarter inch, but there's no way it's quarter inch.
Well.
Maybe it is, yeah.
They're pretty thick.
Wide. Yeah, something like that. And then, I don't know. I always forget what I do every time, so it kind of doesn't help.
I like
put
this.
It overnight in the, well, no, mom put it in some sort of rub this time. I don't know what she did. And then put it in the dehydrator overnight, about 8 hours, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. She used some sort of premix thing here. Normally, what I really like to
premix.
Do is I like to use Worcestershire sauce and teriyaki sauce. And
yeah.
You just kind of make it up as you go.
I have a couple recipes, or I have one recipe that I really like, but I'm kind of done with doing the whole marinade for 24 hours. Like, when I barbecue stuff, I don't... Everything I do is, like, dry brine kind of thing. Like,
I don't know if I... Yeah, I must have put it last year when I did it marinated for 24 hours. This is a little
I've
salty.
Done that so much.
This like, needs, I'm going to try this next time. We're going to do a little, somehow get a little honey in there or something. Mm. That's the secret. Good jerky, you got to put honey in there.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Honey.
Okay, now I see your slicer thing here. So you have to like cut, you have to cut your meat to a certain thickness first and then it slices into strips?
No.
Oh.
Well, I just put the whole breast in there. And slices. What are you looking at?
Is it this one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You just put the breast on the top.
Oh, okay. And it just
fits
figures
in that tube there and it just slices away.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's good.
It makes things easy. Keeps it all uniform.
You just got to make sure you don't cut yourself when you're cleaning it after. That's the real secret.
That's like using a grinder too, eh?
Yeah. You ever use one of those electric grinders?
Yeah. Awesome. I used to work in a butcher shop, man. Is it still here? I don't know. We have one. I had it here.
You had one? Yeah. Those things are fast.
Yeah.
Real
so
fast.
Much easier.
Yeah.
Old buddy's asking if I'm going duck hunting tomorrow morning. He wants to go to White Mouth. The lake, it's about an hour away here.
White Mouth. That's south. What, east?
Southeast of here, yeah.
White Mouth. I gotta look at. Are you going?
I don't know. I got to go to a birthday party tonight, so.
Yeah, you won't be making it.
It might be calling in sick.
Hey, buddy, he's out right now.
I'm not going to reply just yet.
Yeah, don't leave it and delay that one. Yeah. I'll look where my White Mouth is here.
They say it's good. They say it's good duck hunting out there. They say there's a lot of birds out there.
Might
as
well just bring the rod, go fishing.
Yeah.
It's a good time of year for fishing.
We'll bring both.
Actually, I went on Tuesday and fishing was bad. White Mouth. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Right southern there on the border.
Close by there, yeah.
Where do you go? Through Pasvita or what?
What? No. That can't be right. It's close to St. Lob. You sure you got the right lake?
Yeah. Down the number 12 and then just north?
Yeah.
Piney, past Piney.
You take the road... Like, you follow the highway.
It's north of Sprague, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you'd go up to the number one, though, or no?
No, no.
And then drive south? No.
No, no. You take, you go, like, you go back to town, you go on the highway.
Yeah.
And you keep going to Marchand, and you go into Sandylands a ways.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Then you go to Sprague and go north.
No. Then you go to turn at St. Lob Road. If you see that there.
St. Lob.
Do you see where St. Lob is?
No. Here's Woodridge.
Or actually, no, you keep going.
Woodridge. Is north of Woodridge?
You can go into Woodridge and then you turn left. Or just before, I should say.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Yeah.
And you shoot through there. That's the easier way.
So that's highway?
That's gravel.
Oh, yeah. What time would you have to leave for that? 4:30?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, you're out.
I'm out.
He's out.
Sorry, Gavin.
Yeah. I can't imagine driving that far to go duck hunting. I'm too privileged.
Well.
I just drive like 20 minutes to the lake and...
Well, this is only...
Blast ducks.
How far is it from here?
Well, by the time you just swerve down that gravel road, you mean, you can't be ripping down there.
It's not horrible. It's not great either. But
also, don't listen to Dwayne's forecasting.
Oh, it's an hour from here.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, good lord.
You already thought Ilda Shane's was too far this morning.
It was
too far. We come back. Come back through Steinbeck. All the geese loaded everywhere.
Everywhere. All in places we can't even go.
We should have gone golfing with Dad and brought the shotgun. We would just blasted him right off that pond there.
Or bring a 22 with CB, like the subsonics.
Oh, yeah. That would have done it.
Just a short one, you know? Stick it in some kind of a case that looks inconspicuous and just do-do-do-do.
Shove her in the back of your golf bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one would know.
Just a... 7-iron.
That's what my buddy would do. Is the geese would land right by his house. He'd take the binocs out. He'd look for bands and then
pop them
with the 22. Yeah.
He just with the binocs. Don't get caught doing that.
With the binocs looking for the old bands.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised when he told me that, but whatever. He does what he wants.
It's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Are you going hunting tomorrow morning?
Well, my buddy said he was busy. I don't know what that means. He's got family out this weekend, I think. So
yeah.
So probably not. I'd like to. Well, we'll go out this week, I think. Actually, my buddy, a different guy, he's told me he was going out sometime this week too, so I'll probably get a hold of him.
Well, at least you don't start as early as I do, so you actually have a chance maybe right in the morning.
Yeah, I just show up late to work.
Yeah,
sometimes
I can't do that.
And you're just half bagged at work. It's so tired at work. It's rough getting up, going to work. What time do you start?
7. It's half hour away from here.
You leaving the house at 6:30?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, lately I've been going to the gym in the morning, so I'll get up at like 4:50 something.
Then go to the gym.
Yeah, like wake up. Go to the gym and then...
Steinbeck?
Yeah, Steinbeck. And then go to work from there.
Wow.
And then...
Commitment.
Here. Get home at like 5:30 or later.
So you go straight from the gym to work?
Yeah.
Showers at the gym, obviously.
Well, they're closed right now, so no.
Gross.
Well, I just, you know...
Buddy's just going to work just stanking.
Pretty much, yeah. Nice. Oh, well. Whatever.
Hopefully you don't work with too many women.
Well, no.
No.
Not in close proximity, so I'm not concerned.
Keep to yourself.
I'm not concerned about that.
That's like me. I just work with only women. There's no other males there.
Just your dad, partially.
Just my dad that isn't ever there because he's retired, basically. And then a bunch of women.
Yeah.
Well, we had another pharmacist, and he got another gig. He left us. Basically, he's from Cirrus, and then he got a job to go back home, so
Yeah.
It was fun working with him for a year. It's different than working with a bunch of women, but it's difficult working with women.
Yeah. Tell me more.
What do you mean? I'm not going into details on that.
You're like, I'm not getting burned on this one.
Forget about it.
Like, who is this guy again?
What's you got women that listen to your podcast or what?
Sometimes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, so actually I went down to Souris a couple weekends ago there. I played some golf with him. A couple nice courses there, yeah. It was good.
Can't remember the last time I've been to Souris.
It was the first time I ever. That's a very nice town.
I don't even know where that is.
Souris is by south of Brandon.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Southwest. By... Like you go down number one and then turn south, but you're like halfway to
I see that now.
Halfway to Verdon.
Yeah, yeah.
You go south.
Okay.
They got that big bridge there. Yeah, actually that original swinging bridge they had there got knocked down a couple of years ago.
Like a footbridge?
Yeah, I think it was the largest.
Oh, I see it here on the map.
Swinging bridge you in can the world. See it.
Really?
Or somewhere. I don't know what there was a claim on it. I don't know if it was in the world or in Canada.
Oh, here
but
we go.
It in that oh, big here flood, we go. You probably see, just Google Souris swinging bridge. You'll
don't
see
they
it.
Have two? Looks like they have two.
Well, now they rebuilt it.
Let's take a look.
Souris swinging bridge.
Oh my! Look at that. That's cool.
So I was on the one they got now. I was never there with the old. Oh yeah, here's the old one. Do you see the old one?
No. This new one looks pretty.
It's oh yeah, the new one's fly. Fancy. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the old one's just sketchy. I was never on the old one. My buddy was telling me about it. He said you'd go on there and you'd just really swing it. Like, you'd rock back and forth. Mm-hmm. He said you'd just swing it away. And they also have, peacocks in that town.
Well?
Yeah, the town bought peacocks. There's literally, like, a dozen peacocks that just
roaming around.
Roam around town. We went for a walk with my buddy's dog. After golfing there, we're like walking down Main Street. He's like, oh yeah, there's the peacocks over there. I was like, what? There's peacocks?
That's wild.
Yeah, the town bought peacocks and they just like reproduce. There's like a whole bunch of peacocks. He says it's actually like a hazard. You're like driving down the road and then people have to stop for the peacocks.
So they just did that as like a tourist attraction or something. Or just like to have some town morale.
I don't know. What? Yeah, there's just peacocks in the middle of the road. Okay. What? Like, obviously, they're not wild. Well, they are.
I don't think any peacocks are wild, are they?
Yeah, he said he's had them right in his backyard. Oh, yeah. There's a couple peacocks in the backyard.
Pushing over your bird feeder.
Maybe you should get peacocks, Dwayne.
Yeah, you think?
Start breeding them here. You got a couple of acres here.
Yeah, we could run some peacocks here.
A little peacock farm.
Forget the puppy mill. Let's do peacocks.
Wonder what they taste like.
I don't know.
Little peacock stew.
Could sell the feathers online to the housewives.
That's probably not even legal.
Yeah, probably not. Have to check the bylaws on that one.
Dwayne goes to a municipal thing, a meeting. Yeah, I'd like to get peacocks in my yard. All the heads turn. Yeah, this guy's crazy.
Yeah, you can't live here anymore.
Yeah, we're going to actually ban you from the RM.
Yeah. Yeah, you're out. You're done.
But I've only lived here a month.
Help!
Yeah, you're done.
I paid my tax. I swear. It's on record.
Well, yeah, you get the 2 acres. So project number one, mm-hmm. Ski range. Project number two, peacocks.
Project number three, circle driveway. What comes after that? Maybe chickens?
Well, when's the hot tub coming in?
Oh, man, that's down the road. That's down the road, man. I need a garage first. Or a shop.
No.
Yeah.
No, you can get a nice hot tub for like $5,000.
Yeah.
Like, I guess that's
$5,000 goes a long way on a garage.
Just a casual $5,000, you know?
$5,000 is a quarter of a garage. Or just under, maybe. Depends.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, where am I going to be wrenching?
You just put it on the side of the house here, garage? Just right attach it?
Maybe attach it or put it, like, where my barbecue's sitting.
Yeah.
Kind of there,
your
you know.
Your house will be bigger than your house.
Probably.
Yeah.
No.
Well, you know you're a redneck when the garage is bigger than your house.
I mean, it would be nice.
That's like my house now.
Yeah.
My garage that isn't even a garage.
Actually, yeah, it would be. my garage probably would be like very close in size to the house. I bet you.
So you've been already pricing out one or what?
Well, I've just been like, buddy down the road, he built one a couple of years ago, and so he's just been telling me what he paid and everything. So
how many, like one, two, three, how many cars?
Oh, it's like a big two car. It's going by, it's like 20, what did he say, 24 by like 28 or something, or 30 maybe?
Just get a...
Good party garage, good party size.
Just do a big Quonset. Just wait, well, they might not let you, they might not zone for that
either. Yeah, I don't know.
You can do the big Quonset and then with the peacocks in the back.
Gotta run a fence then, eh?
Yeah, I just...
Run them on leashes then.
Yep.
Running peacocks on leashes.
There's, farmers in winter, they need to turn their Quonsets into hockey rinks.
Yeah.
There's one on the 16 on the way out here. Me and Dad always go in there and leak in there. It's got concrete floor, but the farmer never ever uses it. It's like our signature leaking spot. We always turn the car in there.
Yeah,
out of the elements, you know, those old guys, you know, they got to be facing the right way to make the boots. So when you're in there, it's a little easier for them, you know. Every time I go in there, I'm thinking, man, in wintertime, this would be nice. You just straight on the concrete, just flutter. You get a nice little rink in the Quonset. Yeah.
Well, friends of mine, they used to live in a place and then their dad would, they had a Quonset or like a biotech thing. And just flooded, and it was beautiful. It was awesome. There's even a wood stove in there, I think. You could run that, and ice right there.
Biotech.
Yeah, it's like a Quonset, but with like a canvas roof.
Oh. So, but the walls were like he wasn't putting pucks through the side or anything like that?
Well, it was just boarded off at the end, but on the side, yeah, if you're not careful, you might throw it, might put her through.
Throw the old puck through there.
Yeah. You're not tipping it off the glass or anything, but you can put it in deep.
Pucks in deep. Big fan of that.
Yeah. Oh, it's good, though. Winter's coming, though. I could make a rink back here, but I mean, one thing at a time.
That would, yeah, that's... Steinbeck's always close enough for a little drive to the ODR.
Well, the brokery has a good one, no? High Life, I don't know, redid or built a new rink here, and I think there's a nice outdoor as well.
They have a new rink here?
Yeah.
Like a indoor rink, you mean?
Yeah. Because it used to suck here.
When did they build that?
Ooh, a couple years ago. Like, it's new. It's pretty new.
Because
I played hockey. I would play like Sunday night hockey here probably like 7-ish years ago for 1 year. And then...
And it was still the old one?
Yeah, it was garbage.
So I'm trying to think, because I came here... and played provincials when I was in, we were just talking about it on the way out here, actually, probably in Pee Wee. Oh, that would have been, so that probably is 10 years ago already. So I guess I was playing.
You're 23, so Pee Wee, that's like.
Yeah, you're like 13.
Oh, yeah, okay.
12 or 13. That rink wasn't that bad. The old one.
Oh, I don't know.
It was way better than any rink around our house.
Ah!
The old barn of St. Rose.
I'd have to see that thing.
Yeah, everyone. So I played hockey in St. Rose, and then I went to high school in Dauphin. So all the lots of guys that I played against, they all got to know me when I was in school in Dauphin. They'd always say St. Rose is the shittiest rink to play, and I just thought it was normal because I always played there. I just thought McCreary was the shittiest place to play. It's got the tin.
No, out here probably the worst is might be Grunthal. Or, St. Pierre is really bad.
Grunthal's got an old barn. I've been in there.
Yeah. And St. Pierre, like, the corner is always super bad. Like, if you glide into the corner and stop, like, it always ridges up in the corner. So you can, like, stop and you can turn your skates and you can just glide out into the slot. Cause,
like those Red Bull.
Oh, the crashed ice or something? Yeah.
That'd be fun.
It would be. I'm not a good enough skater for that.
I'd race you in a little Red Bull crashed ice.
Well, you'd slay me. I don't know how to skate properly.
I haven't skated in years.
Yeah, but did you take like can skate?
I played minor hockey.
Well, so. Yeah, you played minor hockey. I didn't.
No.
I only started playing like rec hockey or beer league, whatever, and like when I was 17.
Okay, so maybe I would.
Yeah, you would.
I might show you.
You would wipe me on the floor.
Crashed ice. We'd do some jumps and stuff.
Oh. Good Lord, I would be flat as a pancake.
You'd be getting more than 4 hours.
Oh, asleep. Look who it is. Hey, come in.
Oh.
You got to push.
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 Push. We're podcasting.
We're podcasting.
Oh, okay. Are you guys ready to go or what?
How long are you going to be?
Oh, we can wrap it up.
We could be done. We're just ranting here.
Yeah, we're just talking about bad bad arenas, bad rinks.
And Red Bull crashed Dice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Me and Dwayne are in a race.
Yeah.
Who would win?
Oh, he's going to win. I didn't play minor hockey. I didn't learn how to skate properly.
Red Bull crashed this.
It's all the matter of who's got the biggest set.
Yeah.
That makes the difference.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this morning wasn't very good.
Nope.
Yeah, it was bad.
We saw lots of birds in the air.
They didn't come in.
And they were all headed elsewhere.
No.
We were in the wrong spot. Well, apparently not, but I mean, the geese didn't even come to us. So.
But, yeah. It's not quite the parkland out here.
No. I must say that. It's too bad.
Yeah, that's okay though.
We've already
we're at 40 some minutes. We're good to go already.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm running out of stuff to say.
I know.
Anyways, so
all maybe right.
Just maybe just cut.
Let's wrap it up. There we go.
Come on down to the parkland.
Yeah, that's very good.